You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners.
I'm Katie Frankowitz.
And I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Wednesday, July 16th.
Rural hospitals across the country face possible budget cuts and even closure with the passage of the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this month. Providence Seaside on Oregon's North Coast is among 300 other healthcare centers predicted to be at risk of closing. Isabella Sosa reports.
President Donald Trump's landmark budget bill is expected to cut federal healthcare spending by nearly $1 trillion over a decade. The cuts include reductions to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. Now, rural hospitals across the United States are facing uncertainty, including Providence Seaside Hospital in Clatsop County. According to a statement from Providence, the hospital will remain open. However, it will undergo a restructure and budget cuts. Some of the budget reductions include discretionary expenses, such as travel and community sponsorships. While the restructure will help maximize resources, hospital administration did not say whether the restructuring could also include employee layoffs. State Representative Cyrus Javidi represents Clatsop and Tillamook County and parts of Columbia County. He describes the possible closure of Providence Seaside as an earthquake. Providence Seaside is one of three area hospitals serving Clatsop and Tillamook counties. During the 2025 state legislative session, Javidi supported numerous House bills that would help secure funding to hospitals amid concerns over the federal bill. These included House Bill 2010, which secures funding for the Oregon Health Plan, and House Bill 2385, which ensures that healthcare providers, including hospitals, could continue contracting with local pharmacies to dispense medications to patients in rural areas and low-income and underserved patients. U.S. Representative Suzanne Bonamici agrees with Javidi about the possible impact of the bill on local hospitals. She says the cuts from Trump's bill do not just impact people on Medicaid, they affect the whole community. In Clatsop County, around 34% of the population is on Medicaid. Of these, more than 4,000 are children. I'm Isabella Sosa, reporting for The Historian.
The big tax and spending law signed by President Trump is expected to push everyone's energy bills higher and weaken Washington State's energy supply. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The new federal law phases out the clean energy tax credits that were introduced in 2022. In Washington, they've generated nearly $1 billion of private-led investment in seven new energy manufacturing facilities. That's according to analysis from one think tank, which also says another 27 projects here are at risk. That could mean fewer jobs for the state. Also, James Hovey with the nonprofit Climate Solutions says Trump's new law could add as much as $115 a year per household to energy bills in Washington by 2029.
One thing we know for sure is it absolutely will lead to energy cost increases.
Meanwhile, with increasing demand and fewer green energy projects expected to come online, the supply is predicted to become less reliable, especially during heat waves and cold snaps.
You're going to have blackouts at the worst possible times, and that leads to horrible health impacts, which people will see and feel.
Still, Hovey says Washington is in a better position to meet its climate goals than most other states because of revenue from the Climate Commitment Act. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe reporting.
This month, President Donald Trump signed what may be his signature piece of legislation, the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. KLCC's Rebecca Hansen-White was joined by Oregon's 4th Congressional District Representative Val Hoyle to discuss how the bill will impact Oregon.
One of the topics I think a lot of our listeners are very concerned about, what Republicans are calling the One Big Beautiful Bill. Roughly one in three people are enrolled in Medicaid in your district. This bill cuts Medicaid and it adds a lot of new requirements for people. How do you think this legislation is going to impact people's access to healthcare here in your district?
Look, across the country, nonpartisan evaluations have said that around 17 million Americans will lose health care coverage. Now, before the Affordable Care Act, around 21% of Lane County residents were uninsured. And a lot of those people were small business owners, were farmers, were people that didn't get insurance from their jobs. These are working people. There also are new regulations on how to qualify for Medicaid. Every 6 months, you have to reapply to check and see if you're actually eligible. These bureaucratic barriers are specifically meant to make it difficult to comply so that people that actually deserve and need to be on Medicaid, they're looking for any small bureaucratic missing information on a piece of paper, and they'll just throw people off Medicaid. Why? To pay for tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires on the backs of the most vulnerable people. Also in the bill, they struck the provision that allowed for the hospital provider tax, where hospitals pay a tax, they get matching money back, and it helps fund our rural hospitals. That got taken away. I presented an amendment to bring it back. That amendment wasn't even listened to. So it's going to be devastating here in Oregon because we did expand Medicaid so much. And this allows people to access healthcare before they have to go to the emergency room.
I also wanted to talk about clean energy and Oregon's efforts to bring clean jobs. And there's been a lot of federal legislation over the last couple of years that brought that investment. What do you think this bill's impact is going to be on Oregon's efforts to address climate change?
It's going to be tremendous. Nobody can deny that climate change is real. With the flooding, with the fires, with the more extreme hurricanes and storms, it makes sense to invest in green energy. And these are jobs, and these are jobs many times in rural communities. But I know that in Oregon, we have prioritized green energy jobs, so we'll do what we can. But again, the federal government walking away from what is both economic sense and makes sense to ensure that we're addressing climate change as the crisis it is, it's just upside down.
I know one thing that did get in a big investment in this bill was ICE. I'm sure you've seen and heard the protests in front of the federal building here in Eugene. When you see what was in this bill, do you have concerns about more investment in ICE and more officers potentially?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many egregious things about this big, ugly bill. And for me, the most troubling is the increase in the funding of ICE. ICE has a larger budget than every federal law enforcement agency and the Department of Corrections combined. And what we're seeing here, what we're seeing in Los Angeles, what we're seeing across the country, they're saying they're going after the worst of the worst. They're showing up at churches. They're showing up at schools. They're showing up to intern and deport people. They're sending people to countries they're not even from. That is not deportation. That is kidnapping. They're picking people up who are following the rules. They're talking about taking out naturalized citizens. This is not about protecting Americans. This is about making sure Black and brown people in this country do not feel safe, that immigrants do not feel safe. To say that, well, we can just ignore the Constitution because, well, these people are immigrants, or they're undocumented, or they're alleged criminals. Well, without due process, you don't know who's a criminal. And when we ignore the Constitution for one group of people, it's just a matter of time till we ignore the Constitution for everyone.
Population growth in Pacific County has slowed significantly in recent years. That's according to new data released last month by the Washington State Office of Financial Management. State estimates also show that from April of 2024 to April of 2025, Pacific County saw virtually no year-over-year population growth, the first time that has happened in at least 12 years. Over the 10-year period from 2013 to 2022, Pacific County had the highest rate of population growth in the state, with an 18% rise. But since 2020, the county population has grown only by 2.5%. Neighboring Grays Harbor and Wakayakum counties have seen only slightly higher growth since 2020, at 2.8% and 2.9% respectively. New housing in Pacific County, however, has outpaced population growth in the 2020s by a decent margin, at a 4% increase. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. You are listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, @kmun.org.